3, 2, 1, good luck and have fun. Match has started. Syndicate in blue, DMB in red, coming out of the covered passage spawnway very quickly here to start the match. DMB going to take up a defensive position. Zeebster, B, Bobs, and I missed their fifth. There he is. Foff, I believe it is. Rolf. Rolf up on the patio between the upper fountain hallway. As we quickly make our way through that courtyard alley on the opposite side in the patio courtyard, there is Syndicate being left by Gaffle, Giraffe, and Wee Man. Wee Man with the LR-300 has his weapon trained on that exit from the upper fountain hallway. No action there so far. Teams playing it very conservatively here to start things out. Very slow, trying to feel each other out, get that quick break, get in, and get the first kill. Here goes Wee Man now up the stairs. He's on that upper balcony now looking down the hallway. Remember, Rolf of DMB is down on the patio. Back and forth he goes looking down that hallway. He's going to take a grenade, but Rolf back far enough. Here comes Wee Man, first man through, going to gun down. Rolf turns his weapon on Slid Manning, and actually that was Arnie with the kill. Syndicate fast and effective. Here they come. Two kills, three kills. Wee Man gunned down by Zeebster. All this action in at the upper fountain hallway. Zeebster doing a good job whipping out the Desert Eagle, going for the pistol whip, and he is going to get it on Gaffle Giraffe. And nice work by Zeebster taking down Gaffle there to get the first point for a D-Nix Blick. A nice work there as DMB got down quick. Action already taking place here. Round two as we go into the marketplace. Wee Man gunned down by DMB B. So B doing a good job here for a D-Nix Blick. Ichiban's HE grenade catching Rolf unsuspectingly. Down he goes. DMB now healing up over near the obligatory crate. Raining down grenades here through the alley timbers. That is Syndicate tossing those grenades. And it looks like grenade fire has stopped here for the moment as we have B of DMB taking the lead here. He is just off the Market Square Alley over in the corner between there and the alley timbers at Zeebster and Bob's healing up now as we watch Syndicate. Syndicate very quickly coming through, and here goes DMB around the northeast corridor into the northeast courtyard. They meet up with Syndicate. Gaffle Giraffe and gunning down DMB. B, Zeebster finishing off Gaffle Giraffe, as we see more killing taking place in that new alley. Some nice work there by DMB and Syndicate changing fire, but it is going to be the back-to-back-to-back. Yes, the 3-for-kill by Bobs as he takes down Arnie, Xerox, and Ichiban to get the win here for DMB. They go up 2-0 just about 3 minutes into the match. Syndicate coming through very quickly here to start round three. Gaffle drafting, gunning down Zeebster. Here comes Arnie, upper fountain hallway, making his way into the new alleyway. He's going to find Ralph. Does not see Ralph. Ralph caps him in the back of the head with the LR-300. Ichiban also going down. Nice work there by Rolf. 2 kills very quickly for Rolf, just off the new alleyway, hiding behind one of those patio areas nobody ever saw him here. 2-on-1 now. It is Slid Manning, and actually it's not going to matter. Slid Manning and Rolf, and it's going to be Rolf gunning down Gaffle Giraffe in round three in the books. That goes to DMB. Syndicate falling into a bad habit here like they did against who they play. Derby URT on UT Casa falling behind here early. They are down 3-0. Not that that's a lot to overcome, but got to have a good showing early on. Bob's now under heavy attack as Bob's hanging close to the building. He's going to be gunned down. Arnie's LR-300 catches him as he looked down the upper fountain hallway there. Nobody home. Going inside the game here with B of D-Nix Blicka over in the patio courtyard, taking aim and killing Arnie. That was actually Rolf picking up his teammate there. Nice LR-300 action from him. So right now it is a 2-on-2. B and Rolf taking on Ichiban and Wee Man. Wee Man dropping down from the upper front hallway. He's cut down by B. And it's going to be Wee Man with the kill here. Nice work by Wee Man to finish it off. Get the first point here for Syndicate. As we watch the action unfold here, 3-1 our score just about 5 minutes in. DMB coming down the old alleyway into the fountain courtyard once again. Zeebster with B and Bobs. Up on the patio, it is Rolf, and he's going to be bled out by Xerox of Syndicate. Again, Gaffle Giraffe leading the charge here through the alleyway. Back-to-back kills for him, finishing off B and Bob's. He continues with Ichiban through the new alleyway over near the covered passage spawn. Nobody there as they turn and now run down the new alleyway towards that northeast courtyard. That is going to lead into the marketplace. Nobody home there for a DMB as we pick up the action with Zeebster running for his life. He's on the patio courtyard side. He's in at the upper fountain hallway. Just holding his position there, looking in and out of that hallway. He's got his work cut out for him. It could be the first flawless victory here, and it will be Arnie Caps Zeebster. That's a flawless victory. First one here in the match, and it goes to Syndicate. We spawn with Syndicate this time, coming out of the old alleyway, quickly into the marketplace. Wee Man dropping a couple grenades on that marketplace patio, turning down the new alleyway. It's going to be Wee Man with the kill on a Slid Manning. It seems we have some GTV issues here as it keeps getting kicked, so we may not have GTV available for you. I apologize for that. As Rolf and Bob's now coming around the covered passageway side of that new alleyway, they have Wee Man in their sights. Wee Man sort of cornered here for the moment as Gaffel drafting guns down Bob and B picks off Ichiban over in the fountain courtyard. So good action continuing here. Rolf now up on the upper patio, but it's going to be Xerox and Wee Man pulling off the back-to-back kills here, finishing off Zeebster and Rolf. That is three in a row now for Syndicate. They have tied this match up. 3-3 is our score. Bob's getting to the edge of the building very quickly before grenades rain down on top of him. Time left here in this first match. It is lead 1337. That's right, 13 minutes, 37 seconds to go. At least I can spell, right? New alleyway we go. Action taking place one-on-one. Wee Man and Slid Manning going at it. Wee Man injured, backing all the way up into the covered passageway. Comes out now. It's a two-on-one, and it's going to be DMB's grenade taken out. Wee Man, nice toss there. Wee Man not ready for that as he came around the corner. As we see B calling for medic, not getting any help right now, and he's going to be assaulted again by Ichiban coming around the corner. New alleyway. Ichiban's LR-300 doing all the talking. Guns him down. Wee Man, though, your leading score here so far for Syndicate. 9 kills as we go into the marketplace. It is going to be Bob's gunning down Xerox, but Ichiban right there to finish off the round for Syndicate. They go up 4-3 now. Four rounds in a row. DMB sort of reeling here from those quick attacks. A big grenade. That grenade finds B. Arnie tossed that. Wee Man gets a DE kill on Zeebster. And here comes Ichiban again. Upper fountain hallway. LR-300. Down goes Rolf. So some good action here by Syndicate to come back after dropping the first three rounds. Gaffel drafting and Ichiban now down the new alleyway they go. They are chasing and find Bob's. Bob's, unfortunately, never had a chance. Got his head blown off. Score now, 5-3. Syndicate proving why they are one of the top clans here in Urban Terror competition at Clan Base. They are showing it off right now as Rolf gets a big kill on Wee Man. Gaffel drafting, also dropped by Zeebster over in the fountain courtyard. And just like that, DMBB finishes off Arnie and Xerox. Draw 1 point closer. Score now 5-4 as we approach the 11-minute, 30-second mark. DMB in red. Remember, Syndicate in blue. Wee Man and B, the leading scorers for their respective teams. As we are with Syndicate once again over in the fountain, in the patio courtyard. Gaffel drafting coming through that courtyard alleyway. Turns the corner and buys the farm. Zeebster with the kill. Xerox, though, picking off B. Zeebster gunned down as well by Xerox. So back-to-back kills there by Xerox. Oh, and a big SR8 shot. Slid Manning from out of nowhere finishes off Wee Man. Sent him flying backwards into the fountain. What a shot by Slid Manning here. Very timely, too. That is going to give DMB, DNX Blixa, the man advantage, and they are going to capitalize on that, getting the point here and tying things back up after Syndicate had ripped off rounds 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. DNX Blixa comes back with rounds 9 and 10 as we approach the halfway point. We are tied up, folks. 5-5 is our score here. We are with DMB once again, Fountain Courtyard side of the map. Zeebster, Slid Manning up on the patio. Slid now looking down that upper fountain hallway. Nobody on the far end from Syndicate. A grenade raining down on top of that grenade. Gonna catch Ichiban, turn him into a nasty stain. Gaffel drafting upper fountain hallway now with the LR-300 out as we see B finishing off Arnie and Slid Manning's SR-8. Yes, catching not only Gaffel but Wee Man. That's right. Back-to-back SR-8 kills for the mighty Slid Manning, and here he comes very quickly with the MP5K out. As he turns the corner, comes down the stairs into the patio courtyard, switching to the SRA, getting off a quick shot as we follow Slid Manning in gamer. It is not going to matter. Zeebster finds Xerox over in the alley. Timbers, round 11 in the book, and that round goes to DMB. It's been a game of streaky play here so far. DMB starting off with three, losing the middle five, coming back to win 9, 10, and 11. 6-5 our score here, 9:40 left in the match as the action continues here all throughout UT Casa. Slid Manning again, patio, looking down the upper fountain hallway. We see grenades again raining down in the fountain courtyard. Bob's nice shot on Weeman, who tried to come through, backed up by a grenade, tossed by Zeebster, I believe that was. Xerox getting on the board here for Syndicate, gunning down B, and here we go again, another rush by Syndicate through the alleyway. Grenade drop. Both gamers from DMB backing off. The grenade explodes. Nobody dies for DMB as Bob's gets a kill on Ichiban just off the upper fountain hallway. And here comes Xerox in a little bit of trouble. He is shot down. Slid Manning again. That SR8 playing a major role here in DMB's lead right now, which stands at 1.855 and counting here on UT Casa. DMB regrouping near the upper fountain hallway. Bob's dropping off the patio into the alleyway. He comes. He's got Gaffel Drafting in the sight. Slid Manning coming down the stairs. It is going to be Slid Manning cleaning up Gaffel Drafting with the MP5K. And that is going to give DMB a two-point lead here now, 7-5 our score. And just like the first time we covered Syndicate, they are having a lot of trouble here on UT Casa. As DMB definitely controlling this level right now, thanks in part to the nice shooting by Slid Manning with the SR-8. And upper fountain hallway, here they come. Weeman leading the charge. He's got Xerox right behind him. Or check that, make that Arnie right behind him. Arnie dropping a grenade in the patio courtyard. He's got Bob's in his sight. Bob's in a lot of trouble, bleeding. Has the LR-300 out, but Syndicate cannot capitalize on that as Bob's is injured. Half a bar health. Here comes Zeebster up the stairs. He's going to be able to gun down Arnie, but Weeman gets down. Ichiban doing a nice job too, but Zeebster, two kills, Ichiban and Weeman. Zeebster, a man possessed in this round. Another kill as we see Zeebster finish off Gaffel Giraffe and right before he's capped by his teammates. So round 13 in the book. And look at this, DMB ripping off five in a row now. They go up 8-5 here. 7:30 to go in the match. As we follow B out of the spawn, here they come into the marketplace. Again, Rolf with an HE grenade. Watch out at that far end. Grenade dropped. It is avoided by Syndicate. Returning fire with a grenade of his own was Xerox, I believe, and Arnie. Arnie now dropping a second grenade. Turns a corner with the SR-8 out. Syndicate going to have to get back on the board here as time continues to tick away. You don't want to get very far down when you have Turnpike to play. But as we saw previously, Syndicate came back very strong on Turnpike. So who knows? They can get down 4, 5, 6 points and even have a shot in the second match. Arnie and Xerox, we follow them as we see Weeman finishing off B. And here comes the charge. Arnie leading the charge down the new alleyway. Rolf and a Bob's there for DMB. Rolf going to pick off Xerox. Gaffel Giraffe now backing up his teammate Arnie, who buys the farm. Down goes Arnie. Bob's with another LR-300 kill. That is going to give Bob's 10 kills and 10 deaths. Ichiban, another good kill there as he finished off by Zeebster. Again, into the marketplace, we go 2-on-1 here. Gaffel and Weeman trying to get this game back within hand, and Zeebster blows away Weeman and is running down the new alleyway over toward the east near the covered passageway. It is a 1-on-1 Zeebster now with the LR-300 out. He's got about 60 health. As we go 1-on-1, Weeman and Gaffel Giraffin, who is it going to be as we follow Zeebster? Gaffel now, new alleyway, looking into the fountain courtyard. Zeebster just passing the the patio courtyard as he makes his way up onto the patio overlooking that courtyard. He is waiting for his prey to come in to a vision. Right now, waiting for Gaffel Giraffe. And where is Gaffel? Well, Gaffel sees him. Gaffel just came out of the upper fountain hallway. So we have a long-distance LR-300 shot fight from the patio all the way across the patio courtyard. And it is going to be Zeebster with a long-distance kill on a Gaffel. That is going to give DMB another point here. Score now 9-5 in favor of D-Nix Blicka of Germany. They have Syndicate of Finland down. Can they put them away here late in this first matchup. We have 5 minutes remaining in this match. 4 points is a pretty sizable lead, but UT Turnpike can produce quite a few frags as we see Weeman's grenade over the top of the roof. It catches Rolf. Bob's hit just a bit by a grenade as well. We see Arnie SR8 kill on B, and coming through Weeman again, finishing off Bob's and Arnie along with Xerox. They have Slid Manning in their sights. Gamble with a nice kill on Zeepster, and Weeman gonna finish it off here for Syndicate. Get another flawless victory. Maybe that'll be the round that kickstarts him into gear here, as they are now down by 3. They just won round 15. And just like they did before, after a flawless victory, they won 3 in a row, so maybe they can get back on track here. Slid Manning going to start things off here in round 16 with an SR8 kill on Arnie. So Syndicate already down a man as they try to come through that courtyard alley. Once again, it is Gaffle Draft and backed up by Ichiban. And I believe that was Weeman. Yes, Weeman and Xerox. Nobody watching the upper fountain hallway here for Syndicate as they are over on the courtyard alley side of the map. Weeman tossing a grenade as he looks to go in. Weeman's grenade again catching Rolf. I believe that is 2 or 3 kills for him. Nice work by Weeman as Xerox comes through, gunning down B through the alleyway. But Zeepster, Weeman picked off by Bob's Gaffle, though, finishing off Bob's in the upper fountain hallway. So Zeepster now alive with Slid Manning. Slid Manning gets a nice MP5K on to Xerox. Zeepster backing him up, finishes off Gaffle Draft. And so that flawless victory did not key Syndicate to do very much here after they basically ran through DMB. So right now it is 10-6 as we continue to watch the action unfold. DMB still holding a sizable lead here, 4 points as we hit the 3:15 mark and counting. DMB looking like they're going to possibly play a little bit more defensive here as B gets the LR-300 in on Arnie. B drawing some fire over in the marketplace just as he crossed the bridge, and B finishing off Xerox. Xerox standing there, actually lying there now. He is dead over in the Market Square alleyway. We quickly switch to Weeman coming through the courtyard alley. He also gets a quick kill. Weeman, 3 kills here for him so far. He's down to 17 health. Can he finish off the last two? Zeepster and Slid Manning. No, it is not going to happen over in the patio courtyard. It is going to be Zeepster with the final kill. So this match looks like it is just about over. 2 1/4 to go. Score now 11-6 as DMB is just about doubled up. Just about doubled up Syndicate. We follow Slid Manning. 3 shots on Arnie. He has missed all 3 times. Arnie's HE grenade finally turns Slid Manning into a nasty stay. Nice toss there by Arnie. Weeman also doing a good job coming through here, supporting Arnie as Weeman, Gaffle, Arnie, and Ichiban look to turn things around here in the late goings. B and Bob's left here for DMB. They are up in the patio courtyard, the fountain courtyard. Check that fountain courtyard. B and Bob's up on the patio. They turn tail, run down the alley, the upper fountain alleyway, toward the patio court. As they come out, they drop down onto the lower level, looking to move around the old alleyway. As they do, LR-300 in hand for both gamers. B's going to cover the backside. Here comes Gaffle Draffin passing the old alley spawn, and Bob's going to finish him off. DMB hit Arnie and killed Arnie as well. So that is going to leave Weeman. It is a 2-on-1 special here for DMB. As we pick up Arnie now, Weeman. Weeman going to hang over in the patio courtyard as we see a timeout going to be called here at the end of the round. Weeman picking off Bob's, picking off B as well. So Syndicate getting in a late point here with just about 1:09 to go. A timeout has been called. It seems trying to get GTV Connect from what I am understanding here is that we see Joe dropping me a PM here in game. Kind of interesting to see a timeout called here for GTV, but hey, I don't know. Gaffle Traffin with the comment, hey, let's wait for the Pope as well. Sorry, I usually don't give in-game comments, but that one was pretty funny. Game's resuming here in 3-2-1. That was kind of funny. Yeah, the Pope is coming. Yes, the Pope will be watching on GTV as well. 1 minute to go here in the match. Score now 11-7. Syndicate getting that last round. Maybe that'll help them here in the last 54 seconds of the match. Slid Manning making no bones about it, capitalizing on another kill here. Wemac going down Gaffel, capping Zeefter. Ichiban getting a nice kill there as he bleeds out Slid Manning with an LR300 shot. And just like that, Gaffel, Giraffin, and Arnie clean up the match very quickly. They are back with two in a row. Score now 11-8 in that lead, that four-point lead, slowly slipping away here. 27 seconds to go, and we're going to have time for probably this last round here. So Syndicate can draw within at 2 points here if they win this round. Gaffel Giraffin, we see him just getting ready to go through the courtyard alley. He decides to hold back. It looks like time going to expire here in just about 10 seconds. We see Gaffel again. Upper Fountain hallway action taking place. That is Wee Man and Ichiban. DMB going to get the first kill here on Arnie with the LR300 over in the marketplace. We're going to keep it right here in the patio courtyard as we see Syndicate holding up there. Somebody's going to have to move here. Time has expired. We have 3 minutes left in the round. Here come B and Bob. Zeepster gets an HE kill on Weeman. Gaffel coming through the Market Square Alley. He's got Bob's in his sight, but Bob's caps Gaffel drafting in the ass. Down he goes. DMB getting the final point there. So the score after one round is 12-8. We're going to be right back. It is Oz. You are inside the game. We're coming back here with round two. We'll be right back.
Would you like some of this?
Rock it on to LG style. And a nice jump pad assault on the clock in by Ricky. He bounced with the rocket and Paul Wall's going to pick up that man.
Or some of this.
Dirk Templar in front, showing off several zealots. Nicely done here by Kierhus. He's pushing back Puerto Rican slowly but surely. He's got a Dirk Templar to deal with.
How about both?
I love you.
I love you too.
This is Radio ITG.
Gamers are all about low ping nowadays, and I should know. DJ Weed here, and I have got to tell you about Speakeasy. They're the preferred ISP of serious gamers. Want to know why? Well, you get hooked up with up to 4 static IPs, 8 email accounts, 200 megs of web storage, access to local game servers on a nationwide POP network, a FileShack Mercury account, and priority routing when you sign up for the Gamers Plus package at speakeasy.net. Now, how can you beat that? You can't. Would I lie to you? Of course not. We've come a long way since ice skating and Quake 1 on a 14K modem. So it's about time you got with the program, don't you think? Look, if you want to find out for yourself, then fire up your web browser and check out www.speakeasy.net. They're the preferred ISP for serious gamers. That's www.speakeasy.net. Now what you waiting for?
Okay, and I think I gave the score incorrectly. We played 20 rounds. Final score of the match, 12-8 in favor of D-Nix Blicka. As we get ready to do battle on the next level, UT Turnpike. And again, just like I said previously, Syndicate lagged a little bit last time in UT Casa, but came back very strong on UT Turnpike. So we'll see if that plays out today. Leading scorers so far here as we run down the scores from that first round. For Syndicate, Weeman 25-14. Really the only gamer for Syndicate in basically a 2-1, almost a 2-1 ratio, kills to death. Gaffel with 14, Xerox 13, Arnie 11, Ichiban with 8. For DMB, D-Nix Blicka, the winners there of the UT Turnpike. B with 20 kills, 15 deaths. Zeepster with 18. Bob's 15. Slid Manning came on very strong with the SR8. He has 12 kills. And Rolf with 10. So that is where we are right now. We are between matches here. Our score here, 12-8. As we get ready for action on UT Turnpike, starting in just a minute, we're going to step away. Come right back. It's Oz. You're inside the game.
sounds of pure shoutcast power.
This is Radio ITG.
And yes, believe it or not, the Pope is now watching GTV. I'm just kidding. Yeah, so we've had some GTV issues here trying to connect. It seems the server is not set up correctly to allow GTV from what I can see here. Keeps kicking them, you know, the punk buster deal. So we may enter round two here, or match two here on UT Turnpike without GTV and possibly without the admin of Syndicate saying, let's go, let's get the game on. And I concur, let's get it on here. Second round of action. Brought to you by FroServers.com. That's right, for all your servers need, GTV, you name it, FroServers.com provides it. Preet and Joe will treat you right. That's right. Team wins. And remember, next Saturday, 17th, I believe. Yes, 17th. Starting at 12 Pacific, 20 GMT Urban Radio going to take to the airwaves once again. We will have the server, Urban Radio Server of the Week, up and running, courtesy of ActiveWar.de. Have a lot of gaming news to bring you, so stay tuned for that. More information is available on the website. And it looks like we're set to go here. UT Turnpike coming at you. 3, 2, 1. Good luck and have fun. As we follow DMB out of the north parking lot into the metro station very quickly and coming around that south parking lot, here comes Syndicate. Tweeman and Arnie on Slid Manning going to kickstart things with a big SRA shot on Arnie to start all the action off. But Gaffel, Draffin, and Wee Man coming back very quickly here inside the metro station, kicking ass and taking names. Syndicate coming out very strong there. 30 seconds in, and they are already up one. No tactics at all for DMB on that one. DMB now around the south parking lot, being chased away by a grenade. Ichiban coming through that south parking lot. He's got B in his sights through the main doorway. That is Arnie Sins. Rolf flying. Syndicate coming up very strong, very fast here. This is their map, UT Turnpike, and here they come down the alleyway. Wee Man leading the charge, turning the corner. He's got Zeepster in his sights. Zeepster and Wee Man do a little dance there. Nobody dies. Has now Slid Manning far side of the metro station parking lot. He's trying to pop heads with that SR8 Xerox. Now coming around the corner, Ichiban dropping a grenade in the direction of Zeepster. Wee Man's grenade actually finds him. Arnie now passing the Jeep. Here he comes into the metro station. Arnie determined to kill Slid Manning. Where did Slid run to? And we'll find Slid here in just a moment. Slid Manning hiding inside. Arnie hit in the Kevlar vest by Slid. Slid running upstairs, second floor window. Here comes nice headshot by Slid Manning, but it is going to be too little, too late. Arnie coming through to get the final point for Syndicate. Score now 2-0 here in the second round. As remember, 12-8 is where we're at after one, so DMB still up here. As we go inside the pouring offices with DMB, coming out of the back hallway toward the main entrance, that is Rolf. He catches Xerox, but he's very quickly gunned down by a gang of Syndicate members. DMB B getting back-to-back kills, and Zeepster going to finish off Wee Man here for the victory for DMB. All that and much more, and we're only 3 minutes into the match. Our score here, 2-1. As we see Gaffel tossing grenades off the wall in the direction of the alleyway on the north side of the mat. DMB B coming through. Xerox catching the shiny bullet. Down he goes. Zeepster and B doing a good job. And here comes DMB right back, not being discouraged by getting down early as they still hold the lead. And Wee Man kills himself. That is going to be a flawless victory here in round four for DMB. As we start round five, DMB coming down the alleyway very quickly, and just like that, Wee Man and Gaffel already dead. Ichiban getting slit, so the sniper already killed here for DMB. Down he goes. We follow Zeepster, getting ready to infiltrate the metro station. Nobody on the park side as we quickly cycle through the gamers here looking for Syndicate, but you know what? Syndicate's nowhere to be found because B and Rolf have finished him off. That's three in a row now. As DMB now up by one, score 3-2. We get back into spec mode. Syndicate holding the north parking lot. Rolf's grenade catching Arnie. He is dead. Ichiban taking his place, looking down the alleyway here. Grenade's playing a key factor here early on. Bob's coming through. Bob's gets a nice headshot on Wee Man. Down he goes. Ichiban drops Bob's, though, over in the side parking lot. We see Zeepster, Slid Manning, and B, and it's going to be Zeepster with two kills there as Gaffel able to fend off one attacker, but Zeepster doing a great job, and that is going to be another point here. So 4-2, after Syndicate came out very strong, grabbing the first two rounds, it has been nothing but D and B, and they are looking very strong here in the match as they double their lead. That's right, 4-2 now is where we stand. Zeepster coming around the corner, the exploding monkey from Gaffel drafting. Does him in. Gaffel doing a good job there. He's going to have to watch out behind him. Here comes Bob. Bob's gets a headshot on Gaffel. Nice work by Bob's. Turns his LR300 on Arnie as well. They both go down. Wee Man in a bit of trouble. He's got 30 health. Looking to get past, but spammed to death. Slid Manning with the kill. That is another point here for D-Nix Blicka. They have ripped off five in a row. Score now 5-2. As we continue to watch the action over in the alleyway, Syndicate now retreating through the north parking. It looks like they're going to try the metro station as we go inside the metro station now with Syndicate as we see Arnie killing Rolf, LR300 again. Gaffel hooking up with Ichiban near the main entrance. Ichiban doubling back near the reception desk, comes out side near the company park, around the south parking lot. He is trying to get a kill. Not going to get there quick enough as Gaffel finished off B. Zeepster, the final gamer for D&B. So this could be the round that Syndicate needs to turn the tables. Will it happen? Just wait and see. Zeepster now between the two big concrete pillars underneath the train tracks in the alleyway. Where is he going to be attacked from? We're going to have to wait and see. And here he comes from behind. A grenade catches him, but it's going to be the shot from Ichiban that finishes him off. So Syndicate coming back with a kill here in round 8 at the 14-minute mark. Score 5-3. Slid Manning, Rolf coming down the alleyway. Rolf finishing off Wee Man, but Gaffel and Arnie right there for Syndicate. Slid Manning, MP5K out. He's got help. He's got Bob's with him. He also had Zeepster, so it looks like it's going to be a three-man assault. Slid Manning, though, turning the SR8 on Arnie and slowing him down just off that north parking lot. Gaffel now in the north parking lot. No chance. He quickly dies. B with a grenade to the head of Xerox. And again, D&B out big here, chasing down Ichiban. Ichiban in a bit of trouble. And Ichiban going to be chased down and caught by Bob. So another victory here, round 9. That is going to go to D&B, and they are looking very good right now. D-Nix Blicka of Germany coming through the metro station. That was B dropping a grenade in the direction of Wee Man. That kills Wee Man. Arnie returning with a couple grenades of his own. Zeepster, Slid Manning waiting very far back in the metro station. Gaffel stepping on his own grenade. That is going to leave Arnie and Ichiban to fend off five gamers here from D&B. Nice headshot by Arnie just off the main entrance. Zeepster, though, finishing off Arnie. And there it is, Slid Manning putting the exclamation mark on this match. SR8 finishing off Ichiban. Round 10 done. It goes to D&B. And they are dominating right now. 7-3 is our score. Tack on another 4 points. So effectively, it's 11-3 right now. Down by 8. Can Syndicate come back with just about 12:40 on the clock? Anything at this point still possible. Right now, it is becoming ever increasingly difficult for Syndicate to stop the attacks here. Wee Man and Gaffel doing a good job getting two kills. But D&B keeps coming and coming. Look at this, Gaffel drafting now. Your last gamer again left alive here for Syndicate. Syndicate not having a good showing here in the middle part of this level. Ready to grenade. Oh, and he had the grenade, but he did not throw it. As Gaffel steps on his own grenade, finishing the round. Round 11 done. And since round 8, well, it's been all a D&B. Score now 8-3. Action continuing. Slid Manning getting us started again. An SR8 shot catches Ichiban. As we follow Slid Manning inside the office building, he is injured. retreats around the corner, heals himself. That is Xerox coming fast and hard at Slid Manning. Slid Manning gets outside the door into the alleyway, being followed by Wee Man. Wee Man very persistent there. Nice job by Wee Man. Finishes him off. That is going to be round 12 going to Syndicate. What is that going to do for Syndicate? We'll have to wait and see. 8-4 is our score. Slid Manning getting the SR8 shot off quickly to start the round. Nobody there. But Rolf's Grenade finishing off Slid, so a team kill there by DMB. That is not going to help them. But right now, Syndicate needs all the help they can get. They will take the team kills. We follow Ichiban and Wee Man through the north parking lot as they enter the metro station. Coming through both east and west entrances, Wee Man right near the reception desk, aiming towards the restroom. Coming down the stairs, that is Zeepster. Zeepster punks Wee Man. I don't believe Wee Man ever saw him. Upstairs we go once again. And that is going to be Ichiban finishing off Zeepster. Ichiban now coming down the stairs very slowly. He is down on health. And we're going to have a 2-on-1 here. And it is not going to last very long as Rolf finishing off Ichiban. And we hit the 10-minute mark. Score here at 9-4. So Syndicate in a lot of trouble. Bottom line, a lot of trouble. DMB holding their own here on UT Turnpike. Wee Man gets a kill on B as Zeeps are back-to-back kills on Xerox and a Gaffel Giraffe. And through the north parking lot coming Wee Man and Ichiban again from the metro station rooftop. That was Rolf with the LR300. Finishes off Wee Man looking to take out Ichiban. Not able to do so, but Slid Manning right there with the MP5K to help out his teammate getting the kill. Another point here for DMB. They go up now 10-4. And again, it's no surprise what DMB is doing, rushing very quickly down the alleyway. They've done this numerous times before. We already see Wee Man, Arnie, and Xerox killed. So it's effectively a 4-on-2 here in favor of D-Nix Blix. And make that a 4-on-1 now. Gaffel losing his life to Zeepster. Ichiban retreating up the stairs onto the second floor. He goes, turning tail, coming back down outside the park entrance. He is under attack. That is Slid Manning coming out that side of park entrance and Slid spamming him. MP5K down. He falls. 9 minutes to go. And in the distance, the fat lady may be warming up, folks. 9 minutes to go. Syndicate down by 7 as Wee Man explodes. Gives us the LOL. Xerox, though, getting a kill on Slid Manning. Nice kill by him. Xerox, 2 in a row for him. Bob's finishing off Ichiban now. And Xerox. Xerox with his third kill. B also adding a kill on, Arnie adding a kill on B. So we see Syndicate trying to climb back into it here. Zeepster out on Main Street, out on William Street, going 1-on-1 with Xerox behind the white SUV, and it is going to be Zeepster falling to Xerox. So good work there by Syndicate as they do get one back, but that is just one of many they need. As we go back into the north parking lot, we follow Gaffel, Giraffe, and Arnie and Xerox. Gaffel shooting through that north parking lot entrance down the back hallway. He's got B in his sights. Loading docks open. Here comes B. Bob's gunning down Arnie in the back hallway as well. Bob's now turning the corner. He's got Wee Man coming down the alley. Wee Man drops a grenade too far, but Wee Man finishing off Bob's. So here comes Syndicate. They got one gamer left. B coming through that north parking lot entrance. He's going to be gunned down. Ichiban putting a few extra bullets in him as the round expires. So that's 2 in a row here for Syndicate. 11-6 is our score. We watch the action continue. We're out on William Street, readying up the attack here. It is DMB as we see Xerox getting a kill on B. Ichiban, the only Syndicate gamer back in that back parking lot. As we see calls of camping here on UT Turnpike. Didn't know you could actually camp on UT Turnpike. As we see Ichiban now passing the Jeep, turning down the alleyway. Here comes Zeepster, but from behind, it is going to be Slid Manning. Ichiban never saw him. That round goes to DMB once again, 12-6 And, folks, that may be the dagger in the heart here for DMB. They could have just put away Syndicate with that victory. 12-6 is our score. Tack on 4 points. 16-6, and DMB dominating here on UT Turnpike, as they did on UT Casa. Nice grenade there by B, catching Xerox, not even looking in that direction. B now coming out as we see Bob's give us that nice one. B now turning, going back inside the alley entrance. Gaffel coming past the main entrance. It is a nice DE. Down he goes. Another point here. That's round 19. 6 minutes to go at that point. Score 13-6. Back hallway we run with it. DMB. Here comes Xerox out from the main entrance. Xerox gets the drop on B. 3-on-1. Slid Manning in a world of hurt. Down he goes. Gaffel and Xerox right there. It is going to be Xerox getting the killer. Grenade now dropped over in the direction of the reception desk. Ichiban, nice toss. Bob's right there. But it's going to be Ichiban killing his teammate Xerox. Rolf getting the kill on Ichiban inside the main entrance. Gaffel trying to finish off the round. He's got the DE out, and Zeepster actually gets a surprising kill on Gaffel, and that is the round again. DMB, round 20 in the books. Score now 14-6. Syndicate looking like they are going to fall here to DMB. 5:30 and counting left in the match. Bob Zeepster and Slid Manning again down the alleyway. They run to the north parking lot. Turning around, they have Arnie and Ichiban. Gaffel coming through, trying to get a kill. Arnie gets a kill on Bob, but Rolf finishing off Gaffel, drafting very quickly. Rolf trying to get another kill. He does as he comes running by Arnie near the two concrete pillars. Another victory. So, wow, look at that. Just like that, Ichiban and company in a world of hurt as they continue to drop round after round here to DMB. And today, just not Syndicate's day. They're going to have to come back strong tomorrow. Is DMB going to be 1-1 here after this match? Zeepster getting back-to-back kills on a Gaffel, Garafin, and Weeman. Rolf, nice headshot on Ichiban coming around the corner there in the north parking lot once again. So we see action now slow down. And Xerox, your last gamer left alive here for Syndicate, getting a nice kill. Actually make that two kills on B and Slid Man as he comes near the alley entrance. On the inside, getting ready to exit. He does so, and he buys the farm once again. Roll. I actually made that Xerox finishing off Rolf. My bad. Got to give credit where credit is due. 4 minutes to go here. Score 15-7. As we pick it up with DNB inside the metro station, opening the doors, that was Syndicate. A grenade drops inside, containing the explosion, but B's second grenade catching Arnie just near the reception area. Gaffel coming through, LR300 screaming. Zeepster and Bob doing a good job, though, turning back the attacks of Syndicate. And when things slow down again, it is Syndicate on the short end of the stick. It is Ichiban left to fend for himself. He's in the north parking lot, and he is going to be capped by Zeepster, who had 61 health left. And just like that, score is 16-7. Round 24 begins much like round 23 ended. Syndicate on their heels here as Arnie and Rolf exchange kills. Another team killer, Rolf killing a Slid Manning. Inside the reception desk, we see a couple DMB players coming through. We meet up in the metro station, and it is going to be B finishing off Ichiban. Round 24 down and out. 3 minutes to go. And this has turned into a massacre at Turnpike today for DMB. D-Nix Blixa. D-Nix Blixa having their way with Syndicate. Syndicate not able to regroup after their loss on UT Casa, got off to a slow start and never got back in the game. And that has continued on here in UT Turnpike as DMB takes another round as they've ripped off rounds 18 through 25. Add that up, that is 7 in a row, folks. Weeman, north parking lot, quickly through the alleyway. He's got Zeepster over near the metro station parking lot. And Zeepster actually into the metro station. Rolf's bullet catching Xerox. Weeman turning through the loading docks down, passing the main entrance, drops a grenade. Coming out of the restroom, that was Bombs and Zeepster. Zeepster finishing off Weeman.
Red team wins.
And, well, you heard it right there. Red team wins another DMB victory, a minute 55 to go in the match. And, yes, the fat lady is singing this game. This game is over. This game's been over for quite a while. As Syndicate just not able to get on the same page today, as DMB's had some very good teamwork, very timely kills. Got to give Slid Manning his props here for the SR8 work he has provided today for his clan, D-Nix Blicka. We may get a nice kill in there on Zeebster in the waning moments here. A minute 24 and a counting. Weeman, last gamer standing. Here comes B through the north parking lot. He is going to cap him in the ass again. And down Weeman falls and score now. Completely out of control. 20-7. Yes, 20-7. Syndicate. You know, all clans drop a match here and there. Syndicate going to have a tough match tomorrow as well, though. But DMB, give them their props. They have played very well here against a very strong Syndicate team. Nice grenade there by Ichiban, chasing Zeebster away as Zeebster goes flying across William Street in it to the McCain Supply Yard. So getting a late point there. That was that was Syndicate. As we wait with DMBB just off the reception entrance, he's going to be gunned down just like that. Down he falls at 20-8. Now our score, 22 seconds. So this is going to be our last round. Congratulations are already being exchanged here. Congratulations from myself out to DMB. They have come back very strong here in the second week matchup as action continuing in the alley under the train tracks. And that is probably going to do it. 3-2-1. Oh, we got one round left. 21-8 is our score now. We got to play one more round. And yes, it is over. All the gamers are dropping for Syndicate. As we're going to have to try to get the final scores here. But I don't think it's going to matter. That game is over. 22-8 is your final score. We're going to come right back. It's Oz. You're inside the game. We'll recap everything in just a minute.
Okay, so we all piled into the company kitchen and cooked up theory that every radio station that could possibly be successful had already been created. This theory held true for approximately 27 minutes until it was shot down by 13-year-old Jimmy Smith.
I just thought it sounded pretty dumb.
It sounded pretty dumb. So we decided to assemble a new station focused on games, gamers, gaming, gaming, and gaming.
You said gaming three.
Hey, shut the hell up. Tune in, listen, and play with Radio ITG. We go inside the game to provide you with live sports coverage. You wanted it. You got it. A gaming station devoted to, well, games. So keep it here.
You guys are doo-doo heads.
Well, you can win ugly and you can lose ugly, and unfortunately that is what Syndicate did today. Congratulations going out to D-Nix Blicka. Completely dominating today. Final score of that round, 22-8. Yes, you heard right, 22-8. Final score of our match, 34-16. Congratulations once again to DMB. I would run down scores here from that second round, but most of the gamers had already dropped. Weeman with 19 kills. Xerox with 18. That's all I got for Syndicate. For DMB, Zeebster, 34 kills. Rolf, 25. B with 24. Bob's, 22. And Slid Manning bringing up the back there with 18. So our Act of War Warriors of the game today, I think it comes as no surprise for Syndicate. It is going to be Weeman. Had two good rounds there. And Zeebster also going to be awarded the Act of War Warrior of the game. Very good round by him. So congratulations to Weeman and Zeebster. Once again, our final score here today from Clan Base Fall 2005 Open Cup. DMB 34, Syndicate 16. And that is going to do it. Check us out next time as we bring you more Clan Base action right here on Inside the Game. It's Oswald. We'll see you next time.